We all know what happens when an HOH blows up their reign.
They end up on the block.
This week's menu is breakfast for dinner.
And the special is Frenchie Toast.
I'm Madison.
And I'm AJ. And this is On the Block,
a podcast about Big Brother.
What a week.
What a week. I had a friend who just caught up on all the episodes and was calling me out for my horrible predictions at the beginning of this season.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people had good predictions.
No, I mean, my friend Paul, who maybe you all will meet sometime as a guest on this podcast, put Travis as his winner of the bracket.
The worst bracket, then.
So, yeah, I mean, we all were fools, I think. A lot of people are surprising us with their horrible games, or their really good games, or their really genuine personalities. It's like,
what? Yeah, it's a full mixed bag.
Totally.
It's been kind of fun, though, to watch so far.
Yeah, it's true. So, let's catch up to speed. The first episode of the week on Sunday. I think the beginning was sort of a lot of people trying to figure out who these rogue votes were. So who threw out votes to evict Alyssa? And we find out that Frenchie asked Tiffany to vote out Alyssa so that he could frame Derek X, which is like, I mean, not a bad game move in theory. Like, the idea of that, doing that, is a good idea. But, like, no one hates Derek X. No yeah. one's gonna be mad at him for doing that. Like, it just is a weird...
It just came from a weird vendetta that he developed because he heard his name as he was creeping out the door in one conversation.
Exactly. And, I mean, also, like, Alyssa was like, I don't believe this. Like, she totally called bullshit. So it was like, your plan is totally not working. And then Tiffany actually got really mad because Frenchie was walking around saying he knew who did it, but he wasn't going to say anything. And she was like, why wouldn't you just let it go? Like,
yeah.
Don't you promised you wouldn't tell anyone it was me because I did this for you. Like, leave it alone. I don't know. I just am like, what? I mean, what is he doing? I just, So, yeah, I don't know. But we have a new head of household in Kylan, which is very exciting for a lot of reasons. But he mentions that Travis told him on the way out to be careful around Frenchie, and Tiffany goes up to Kylan and also tells him that he needs to be careful around Frenchie. So he's sort of starting to understand, like, okay, like, I need to watch my back. Frenchie is not a good guy, which I think plants the seed to start thinking about him for nomination. But then that nail is, like, totally hit on the head when he asks every single person in the house who they want to be nominated, and all but one say Frenchie.
All but one.
All but one. And that other person gets her booty right on the block, and that is Brittany, who kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, we'll pull it back a bit.
Spoiler. So I thought something was very funny during that episode on Sunday night, where Tiffany and Asa are acting like Tiffany is so upset, like she's missing her kids and crying.
That was hilarious.
And then they're, like, laughing, and people leave the room because they just do that so that they can, like, have minutes a conversation to talk.
Yeah.
I think that is so funny.
No, it's hilarious.
Literally gold. Like,
that was brilliant.
That honestly is such a good play if you knew people in the house, like, already when you were going in and you didn't want people to know, to, like, sort of be like, oh, we connect on this level, like, I'm really upset, and then you're like, ha ha ha, isn't this so funny that we know each other? I just think that's so funny. And then the part where Derek acts like walks in, sees them crying, and then shuts so the funny. Door and like, yeah, slowly no. backs away. Absolutely hysterical. Genius gameplay. Okay, so Frenchie obviously knows he's going up, so he gets to play in the wild card competition because I think his team also knows that he's going to go up. And so he goes around to the other people who are playing in the wild card competition, specifically Brent, and is basically telling them to throw the wild card comp so that he can win it so he can stay. And I really feel bad for the guy at this point because he does not realize that, like, even his quote unquote friends, like Brent, do not want him in the house. Like, they are ready and will happily vote him out. Yeah, like,
he burned all of the bridges.
100%. I mean, even Whitney, who is floater of the century, started to get a backbone and was like, yep, you've got to go. Like, okay. So the color swatches is like the competition for the wild card. Frenchie, Brent, and Sarah Beth play. And I was so happy to see Sarah Beth at least get a win under her belt. So the caveat to winning this wild card competition was that you had to swap teams in order to be safe. And Sarah Beth, I think, knows that she's safe anyways, so she doesn't use it. But I think it's really good because I'm really starting to like her. And I think it's important to have wins under your belt the further along you get in the game. Mm-hmm. And so for her to have a win, I think, is really important for her and her resume in the house. And so we talked about at the end of the episode, there's the nomination ceremony. Frenchie goes up and Brittany is beside him because she's the only person who said anyone else but Frenchie that she would nominate. And I do think that's not terrible on her part. She's trying to be loyal to her team. You know you have a better chance of staying if someone on your team wins HOH, so you don't want to lose team members at this point. But I think you do have to look long-term at your game.
Completely, yeah. It's a short game by week, but then you also have to play it long-term where you're thinking ahead, hoping you don't get out.
Right. Yeah, and so I think, I'll say this probably a lot, but I think the house is sort of like, all been on the same page as far as who they're getting out. So I just think it was very telling that Brittany not saying Frenchie kind of showed she maybe like wasn't on the same page as everyone else and like wasn't really caught up to speed. So I think it was like a perfectly reasonable reason explanation to nominate her. And also like the team aspect of, oh, if she was picked to play Vito and won, she'd pull off her teammate. So I do think it was very strategic. I don't think it was personal at all. I think Kyland is just a nice guy and would never do anything based off of personal reasons.
Yeah, he was just playing the game great.
100%. I mean, fantastic. I think it was, I was interested when Travis said in his exit interview that he thought Kyland would win, but after seeing him play this week, I am like,
I think he has it.
I think he has a fantastic chance of making it to the end. So. Yeah. We'll see. But I just don't really understand. We're moving into Wednesday now. Why Brittany is so upset that she's on the block. Like, she doesn't realize Frenchie's going home. Like,
she had a full meltdown.
I'm just
and
like,
nobody even cared. Their
girlfriend, like, this is your opportunity to literally do nothing and lay low. You know you're safe. Like, she's just blindly loyal to her team. She's, like, so upset she's on the block with her team member. And I'm like, Frenchie is causing so many problems. You're better off without him in the house. Like, team member or not. Like, girl. Oh, my gosh.
Just let it go.
Come
on, Britt. You got this.
And, I mean, I think she knows the game fairly well. Like, you should know that had she been, like, I think turned it up just even a little bit, she probably would have been, like, the target would have swapped to her back.
Yeah.
Because people would have been like, oh, my gosh, she's, like, really playing too hard to get off the block when she's not even the target. And that happens. Like, that happens.
And then where people are like, maybe we should just get rid of them.
Exactly.
Like, you give people a reason to put you up.
Exactly. And so I think it would really serve her best just to chill out and not make any waves and just be like, okay, I'm going to just still be nice to everyone. Still be Brittany. Like, people really liked her before. Just keep being her.
Yeah, just do you.
And, like, not get too upset and take it personally that you're on the block and just realize, like, I'm only on the block because no one will vote me out and they're going to get Frenchie out. But I digress. I think it's really interesting how Frenchie's like, oh, I want to put the veto around Brittany's neck. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, like, no, you don't. He wants to act like he's being helpful and that he wants to get out because he knows he's going on the block or he knows he's going home. But I'm just like, you are quitting. Like, you don't want to get voted out, so you'd rather just, like, quit and it be on your terms.
Yeah.
And that's...
Just I mean, we saw a lot of sides of Frenchie. We saw, before even all of this, like, the cool, good French that we all thought he was going to be.
R.I.P.
Then we saw, yeah, big R.I.P. Then we saw him get into the house. And then all that shit's gone.
Gone. Bye.
Just out the window. Then we saw, like, 10 different sides of Frenchie that nobody liked.
I mean, yeah, maybe there's a diagnosis in there for the sides of Frenchie. Like,
the sides of Frenchie, yeah.
A therapist for that. But I don't know. He, yeah, flip, flop, totally different person in totally different moments. And I know the heat of the game probably got to him, but it didn't get to anyone else. So it's kind of like just chill.
You know what I think? And this is my little diagnosis, our little Frenchie section right here. But I think it's easier to watch, and you know he was a big fan of the show. It's easier to watch, you know, from our couches, from the chairs, and see and have these huge game plans and see how everyone, you know, he studied the game. And then he came into it, and I think he got in his head way too much.
Totally.
And that's what threw off his, he started getting paranoid.
So when paranoid.
We know he's a cool dude. He did, yeah. I just think he had this idea of how he could be and how he could play it, and that's what threw him off.
Yeah, I mean, and I think he is interesting because a lot of, like, semi-fans know the big players and try to be, like, the big players, like the Dan Gieslains, the Rachels, like, those people. And the super fans know the, like, quiet people who won. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. Ians, the Andys, like, those people. And so it was very surprising to me that a super fan would try to be, like, such a big player when you know, like, that doesn't really work. And so, I don't know, it was just interesting to me that he tried to play so hard and big when anyone who's seen the show would know that's, like, not the move. But, maybe he just, like, was so excited that, and he won the first HOH and...
Yeah. And then it all just kind of went downhill.
Yeah.
I think maybe if he had never watched the show, I think he would have had a better shot.
Yeah. I mean, I think if he had just
played himself,
gone in, honestly, if he hadn't won that first HOH, true. I think, because then it would have been a lot more about the social game.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't have been like, oh, I have all this power. It would have just been like, oh, I have to be friends with everyone because I'm not HOH, I have no power, and I'm just like everyone else.
Absolutely.
And he would have started to, like, form those friendships and be, like, a normal person. And I think he would have made it a little bit further, but...
Yeah.
Who's to know?
Say? Yeah.
So, Frenchie was asking Kyland to tell Brittany that she was safe because he knew that Brittany was so upset and so out of the loop. And I... just knew that she was going to ruin her game by making a fuss about being on the block. And I think everyone did too. So, Kyland has a conversation with Brittany, but doesn't exactly tell her that she's safe. He just kind of explains why she's on the block. And I think she could have drawn her own conclusion, but it, like, didn't help really. I don't know. It was just a very confusing conversation. And then Frenchie just starts telling everybody in the house about the slaughterhouse, literally everyone. He goes around to every room and is telling everybody. He first tells Derek X and Asa, and they're like, oh, like, that's actually valuable information. Hope he doesn't tell anybody else. And then he turns right around and tells
everybody. Of course, at this point, you know he's going to tell everybody.
Of course. And Claire actually made a good point. She was like, you know, I'm not mad at the people who were in it. Because Frenchie made an alliance with us and none of us took it seriously. So they were probably thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great point because honestly, I don't think anybody except for Derek F took Frenchie seriously in that house. So who knows?
Yeah.
They show a lot of Hannah and Brent getting close, but on the live feeds, there's a lot of Hannah and Derek X happening. I don't know why they don't show it on the show, but that's the showmance we are all living for, waiting for. Hannah offers me nothing, in my opinion, on this show. So a showmance with Derek X would truly just honestly make her one of my favorite players and maybe slightly jealous.
Spice it up.
I don't know.
Yeah, we know some jealousy is brewing up here.
We love Derek X. Okay, players for the veto besides the head of household and the two nominees are Derek X, Claire, and Alyssa. You have to fill your container with suntan oil, using air quotes here, it's water. Different bottles, spray them at different times in different amounts. And Frenchie's the only one who mentions it, but he figured out that the higher the SPF, the longer it's sprayed for. And the fastest person to fill up like this, I don't know, what do you call it? Sandcastle container with water.
Like a little bucket.
Dump it into this tube. We've seen this before where like the ball floats to the top. This time it was a whistle. You grab the whistle off of the top and you, if you do it the fastest, you win. So they all play. Derek X again wins the veto, second veto in a row. He's building a resume here that is interesting because his social game is really good and he's winning competitions that don't immediately make him seem like a threat. He's not winning HOHs. He's not, I don't know, he's winning a comp every week, but in a way that's so subtle.
The way he's winning it is amazing because he's thinking about, they seem like a challenge where you're just trying to like do something like logically, like, oh, like I'm just going to bounce this ball off these little fruit things or I'm going to collect water.
Mm-hmm.
And he breaks it down where it is brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, he's smart and I think he could go far. I mean, I could see him and Kylan at the end.
Yeah.
Both with really strong resumes in this show. I mean, he's killing it. And to win two vetoes in a row at the very beginning is really good. So he's got the power of veto and he does not use it. He has this weird connection with Kylan that they aren't really showing a lot on the show. I mean, he saved him in the first week, brought him off the block, doesn't want him to get more blood on his hands by taking someone off the block this week. So he's really helping out Kylan a lot. And I feel like they have this sort of like secret
unspoken bond.
Yeah. And I like that a lot. I like the two of them. And then Brittany makes this spiel about having to fight to stay, even though she literally doesn't have to. And I've got to give it to Kylan. He had one of the smoothest HOH weeks I have seen on this show, I think. I mean, just everything going the way he wanted and the whole house truly being okay with it is very impressive. So we're moving on to Thursday. Tonight's episode finished. Frenchie going up to Kylan saying, oh, checkmate, like, is so awkward and cringe. Like, don't be a dick. You're on the block. You're going home. Just, like, don't be a dick. Like, what is wrong with you? But Kylan really, like, stuck to it, I think, and, like, didn't backstab anyone, didn't talk about anyone behind their back, and still, like, kind of, like, let Frenchie know he was going home without being, like, rude about it and, like, without saying, like, yeah, you're going home. So, I don't know. I just liked that about him. I thought he had a really classy HOH, and the way he treated people was just really great. And then finally, Brittany is like, okay, the veto wasn't used. I'm on the block. I just gotta lay low. And we're all like,
finally.
It's about damn time.
Like, no one's even thinking about you right now.
No, not a one. Not a one. So then Sarah Beth, I don't know. They don't show her, like, diary session talking about this. So I don't know if she's, like, just trying to be nice because she is super sweet. But she's, like, trying to talk to Frenchie about campaigning to stay and, like, I don't know. It just seemed really weird. Like, do you want Frenchie to stay? What is going on? We've got Brittany rapping all around the house. Like, homegirl is, I don't know. Just
all over.
Yeah. I mean, I think the nerves of being on the block really got to her and she needed something to, like, do to
funnel that energy out.
Yes. Yeah. Which,
and I'm glad she did it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it was funny. It made for good TV. They needed a segment, you know?
Yeah.
Sarah Beth talking to Kylan on the HOH bed about her dad, I thought was so sweet. COVID is real. I don't know if we want to go into like a whole segment about how COVID exists and like
people are affected by it.
Get your vaccine and wear your mask on planes and stuff. But it was super sweet. I'm really growing to like her. I don't think I want her to win, but I think she's an interesting, kind person to, like, be around for a while. Like, I wouldn't mind if she made it to jury.
Agreed. I think she will make it there.
I think she will, too. So, again, I love how the house is just, like, on the same page with everything. I do think it will be interesting. They sort of have this, like, hit list of people that they're, like, all game to get out in a very specific order. It's, like, Brent, Whitney, Alyssa, goodbye. Super interesting. I do think it will be kind of tricky, though, because besides the cookout, I'm not seeing a lot of, like, really close ties being formed. And when they all have to start going after each other, like, I'm interested to see who pairs up and who tries to keep each other safe and who has each other's backs when all of the cool people are left in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have any of these, like, weirdos, floaters, annoying people to get out.
Then we're going to see the real game starting to happen.
I think it'll get really interesting because I do think it might be kind of boring when they're all on the same page and they all want the same people out.
Like that,
I'm curious too if production's going to interfere, if like next week we're going to see like a Whitney HOH just to mix it up, if they, you know, toggle with that, or if this wild card competition gets some really crazy twist that just like overthrows everything because production is like, nope, we can't have everyone agreeing on stuff. This can't happen. I don't know. We'll see.
We're coming close to the end of the team weeks, aren't we?
Yeah. So we've had two evictions and we've just gotten our third HOH. So next week we'll start the fourth and final week of teams. So which will end the team twist, it will end the wild card competition twist. So, yeah, but that's also when the people they want out will be gone, presumably.
Yeah.
So,
no, absolutely.
It will all kind of mix and mingle and turn on each other. But I think if the black people keep winning HOH, we already know who's going to be at the end. So, that's very exciting. To add to my list of reasons why I don't like Whitney, her agreeing that girls need to go home is garbage. I mean, Brent has his diary session where he says, yeah, we'll say whatever you want to hear. But Christian has his diary session where he says Brent.
Yeah.
But Whitney, like, really agreeing with that, I'm like, red flag. You're not a girl's girl. I don't like you. You're annoying. And her and Brent are, like, very buddy-buddy. So I feel like she actually does agree with what he says because she likes him or whatever.
Yeah.
And Christian knew that Brent and Whitney were the targets for the next week. So
completely.
He's just kind of like,
playing it,
he's like, whatever, say whatever you want. All right. And then we've got voting happening. Brittany's rap, I don't think was that bad. Julie sounded actually very impressed.
Okay. She said it was the best of the summer. That's a low bar.
I mean, but even at the end of the episode, she's like, oh my gosh, Brittany, like, your rap, how long did it take you? It was, like, flawless. Like, you did it so well.
She did not have flawless in there. I'll say that.
Well, she said it was, like, perfect. Like, she didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, I'll give her that. I won't shred it apart.
No, I'm saying Julie's reaction was, like, genuinely impressed with.
No, absolutely. Yeah, Frenchie had a tough one to follow up.
I'm not saying what we think. I'm saying what Julie.
Yeah.
She was like, oh my gosh, that was so great. And Julie's like a fan of the show.
True.
Like a genuine fan of the show. She's not just the host. Like if you know this show, you know that Julie loves the show. So I think she's a Britney fan.
Yeah, very well could be.
So, I mean, she sounded honestly, like there's been people who get out of the house who sucked or were really mean. And Julie's just kind of like, well, like you made your bed, like you're lying in it. But Julie also seemed very empathetic towards Frenchie, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I think Julie is, like, maybe thinking the same as us. Like, oh, we thought Frenchie was just going to be this nice guy and, like, do really well. And then he let everybody down.
Yeah.
But Derek F. is the only one who votes Brittany out. I do think it was no hard feelings towards Brittany. I think it was just to Frenchie what didn't leave unanimously. So, he was evicted 11-1. I just think it's so funny. He waited until he was walking out of the door to be a nice guy. Like, the things he was saying to the house guests, like, the group hug, like, complimenting people, giving everybody hugs. I'm like, where was this Frenchie?
Yeah.
The whole time. Like, that's the Frenchie whose bio I read, who I was like, you're going to win it all. Like, this is amazing.
No, the house got to his head.
Yeah.
The paranoia, the...
It's true. All right. So in the goodbye messages, Brittany goes, you know who I'm going after to, like, I don't know, avenge Frenchie's eviction. And I'm like, who? Kylan? Like, who are you going after?
Yeah, I guess it's referenced to Kylan, but it's
I suppose, but I'm like...
She's creating a storyline for herself that nobody cares about.
Well, literally, and you were safe. Like, literally only one person voted to evict you. You have nothing to be angry about. You have nothing to be mad about. They literally all saved you.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Derek F. is so sweet and so genuine. I mean, he really did love Frenchie, and I think that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
But so sweet. He's so nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then we have the new HOH comp. It was questions about a video. They had to answer them. And there were like 6 or 7 people left. And Xavier is the only one who answered correctly. And so it was just over. I mean, it went from like, wow, this could go on for a few more rounds to, nope, there is a winner.
A winner, yeah.
So Xavier won and his team is safe, which is Christian, Alyssa, and Sarah Beth. Not super mad about that because we know who the targets are for the week. I think Brent and Whitney are going on the block. No questions asked. So we'll see what happens, but it'll be interesting with the nominations, the wildcard comp, who wins the veto. I can't imagine who would save them, but we might be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, they could also win the wildcard comp because Whitney hasn't played yet.
True. Yeah. I mean, we could see a little bit of a mix up in it, which I think would be exciting to watch.
Yeah.
So then it'll throw off the plan how you're talking about. It won't be predictable.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. But we're all here for the unexpected.
And that's the big rat in this house.
The what?
Dude.
All right. So we are officially on Apple Podcasts, which is very exciting. It would mean so much to us if you would rate and review our podcast. Just throw us some nice letters in there. Tell us how you're feeling about the podcast. We are going to have new segments. So... we're going to have segments where we talk about the live feeds and what we see on there and what's happening that doesn't make it into the show. And also, we are going to start having guests on the podcast where I will be doing an interview with them and talking about how they're feeling. And these will just be people who I know who are absolutely obsessed with the show and some special guests who maybe we can get on here.
That have been in the house.
Have been in the house or know people who are currently in the house. Who knows? Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what we can
do. Stay tuned.
I'm Madison McGee.
And I'm AJ Christensen.
And don't forget your sunscreen. Or you'll get burned.
Ouch.
On the Block is a production of Yes Studios.
Music is by Harrison Amer.